And good evening, everyone, and welcome to our guests, and in particular on this great feast day for us to the parishioners of the cathedral, a happy feast day. And I continue to be blessed by trying to the best of my ability to serve as your pastor. Let's also remember this evening our good friends in Haiti. The cathedral parish has a relationship with a parish in Jeremy, and I understand that there has been significant damage to the cathedral there, as well as we know, in the region, a loss of life and terrible destruction. So let's remember them tonight at Holy Mass. One contribution that recent popes have given to my own spiritual life is their devotion to the Blessed Virgin, our Blessed Mother. Today, on this great solemnity for the Church, and in particular for us, she shares great joy in her being in the presence of God and with her Son, all the holy saints in heaven, though she is there in a unique way. We celebrate and mark this evening, she's there in body and soul. But that's the hope of all the children of God. Saint Pope John Paul II gave his whole life in ministry to her, and it's seen in his papal motto, Totus Tuus, totally yours. In one of his homilies for this great solemnity, Pope Benedict XVI preached, while she lived on this earth, she could only be close to a few people. Being in God, who is close to us, actually within all of us, Mary shares in this closeness of God. Being in God and with God, she is close to each one of us, knows our hearts, hear our prayers, can help us with her motherly kindness, and has been given to us, as the Lord said, precisely as a mother to whom we can turn at every moment. Pope Francis introduced me to the devotion to Our Lady Undoer of Knots, encouraging me to turn to her in challenging, difficult times. During the first year of his pontificate, he shared this particular prayer to Our Lady Undoer of Knots. O my Lady, you're the only consolation God gives me, the fortification of my feeble strength, the enrichment of my destination, and with Christ, the freedom from my chains. Hear my plea. Keep me, guide me, protect me, O safe refuge. Mary Undoer of Knots, pray for me. In his apostolic exhortation, he wrote on the cross, Christ led us to Mary, and he brought us to her because he did not want us to journey without a mother. And then it was in 1950, the pontificate prior to St. John Paul II, Pope Benedict, Pope Francis, 5 years after the end of the carnage of the Second World War, Pope Pius XII promulgated the doctrine of the Assumption. Why was it important for him to do so? Partly the details of the atrocities of World War II were beginning to come to light. The shock of what had come to pass brought to many citizens of the world community certain unrest, despair, hopelessness. So began to realize the dignity of the human person had been trampled on. How could this happen? A few years before millions of human beings made in the image and likeness of God had been consigned to oblivion and literally had been taken to that place, those dark places of death in Europe. But first and foremost, Pope Pius wanted us to understand in the doctrine of the Assumption the value of an individual human life to the rest of humanity. So why did Pius XII feel obliged to bring this official doctrine to bear in 1950, when the Church had, down through the centuries, in belief and practice, always believed in the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin? Even the Reformers, including Martin Luther, had believed in the Assumption. Martin Luther himself, writing beautifully about her role in salvation history, in a word, he did it because of God's providence and for remembrance of God's promises. To this end, the doctrine then became, for the world in 1950, a declaration of hope. Despite the cruelties brought on by some leaders of nations, Pius wanted to affirm, remember, God is the victorious one. God is more powerful than death, than what happened to Mary, the mother of God, and the mother of the Church, and the mother of us all. It's a testimony that the promises of God are kept and fulfilled. Death will not have the final word, because at the end of life on earth, each one of us is given the gift of eternal life, share in the very life of God in its fullness, as it happened to her. It's understood in one of the beautiful prayers of the Church for this day, where she has gone, we hope to follow. She has gone, we hope to follow. So today, this evening, in 2021 as in 1950, we're called to remember the same promise. God is in charge. We don't need to be anxious. The world seems to be in trouble again, we know that. Maybe you're like me at times, it's pretty easy to get bewildered, if not agitated. So today's great feast day for us really is a day of remembrance. God's promises will be fulfilled. First century, 1950, 2021. This evening, I want to suggest, actually I feel very certain, that the Lord is asking us to do four things. First, just stop. Stop. And if we do that, or if we don't do that, then we cannot follow through on the next three things. Second, gaze. Look, behold. We heard in the book of Revelation, a great sign appeared in the sky, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet. The author of the book of Revelation would have understood that the moon is the moon is a symbol of death as it appears in the darkness of night. Mysterious, misunderstood, sometimes frightening. But the book of Revelation and its author, back to remembrance. Don't forget, God has a plan. and that's why we're here. Thirdly, we have hope. God is not nervous right now. God is not nervous right now. Waves of anxiety caused by events in our world, our nation, our church, communities, neighborhoods, families. God is greater than any storm. Fourth, the Lord is instructing us to pray. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. On this day, Mary, our mother, runs to us, comes in haste to her children. She comes in haste to help. We know that because the communion of saints is so very real. We have so many friends in heaven that are ready to help us. First in line is the Blessed Virgin. Especially for us today in this holy place under her protection, Our Lady of the Assumption. One of the prayers of the church that has always, or at least later in my life, become very important to me, we all know it, the Memorare. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thine intercession was left unaided. Was left unaided. It's another promise of God. That's the first line of the Memorare, and the Latin word translated into English means to remember. There we go again. So we remember. She will help us. 2021 has asked for her for especially the calmness that comes from faith in her Son, Jesus Christ, who is Lord of heaven and earth.